There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
As a result of press releases issued by President Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and the Canadian Prime Minister in Waco, Texas in 2005, and repeated in Cancun, Mexico in 2006, the U.S. Department of Commerce has set up working groups from the three countries to write agreements designed to achieve open borders among the three countries for goods, services, and people. This was all approved by President Bush under the name Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. Congress played no part in setting up this Security and Prosperity Partnership, but the plans have been laid out in U.S. government press releases and on government websites. A press release from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security stated bluntly, "The United States, Canada, and Mexico entered into an unprecedented trilateral security and prosperity partnership to establish a single integrated program for North American travelers by 2008. Government documents released under the Freedom of Information Act reveal that this plan is far advanced in putting together a new trilateral bureaucracy with Mexico and Canada that is aggressively rewriting a wide range of U.S. administrative law. These plans are confirmed on the White House website, which states, quote, "In June 2005, our three governments released detailed work plans identifying key initiatives that form an ambitious agenda of collaboration. We have worked to implement these initiatives. We affirm our commitment to complete a trilateral regulatory cooperation framework by 2007. The White House calls all this just a dialogue. I suggest you ask your congressman to call a congressional investigation so Congress and the American people can participate in the dialogue about these plans."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. For complete information on the World Trade Organization, the proposal to place American military forces under UN command, and the dangerous New World Order, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the latest on world government. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who enjoys eating Jell-O through a straw, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. The other day, in fact, it was just about a week ago, a little over a week ago, it was last Wednesday to be exact, I had Don Adams with the Nebraskans First organization, and we were talking about some of the things that are going on in Nebraska. And ever since I've known Don, he's been talking about the whooping cranes that they claim are there in part of Nebraska in the irrigated country, but nobody has ever seen one of them. Anyway, I'm going to introduce Don. He was wound up the other day after the show. He was wound up when he was on the show. And he said, you know, we could have gone on for another hour or two. And I said, all right, we'll have you back. So today's the day that Don Adams is back with me. And not only will I introduce him as executive director of the Irrigators Association there in Nebraska, but I will introduce him as the most hated lobbyist in Nebraska. Don, good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, that's a very nice introduction, Derry, but that was a quote from one of our former state senators. He said I was the most despised lobbyist down here in Lincoln, and I immediately got about another 500 new members when he said that.
So. I was going to say, I would take that as a compliment.
Yeah, everybody loved it, so, and they know what a numbskull he was, so that was no problem.
Hey, you don't gain anything calling people names. He's a nice guy. He was misunderstood.
Okay.
Now, when I was talking about Don coming back, he says, you know, I'd like to get on there with Jim Beers. Jim Beers, of course, has been in the Fish and Wildlife Service over 30 years. He's now retired, and I guess he was asked to retire. And I could introduce Jim as probably the most hated ex-employee by the Fish and Wildlife Service. Jim, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, Derry, thanks a lot for asking me back, and it's good to be back.
You bet. Jim has hosted our show several times, and I didn't realize until I was talking to Don last week that you and I got together in the first place, Jim, because of Don Adams. Were you aware of that?
Well, I remember him mentioning you to me when I was out there several years ago speaking to Nebraskans First, and when I later did some work, some biological work for trying to show the Nebraskans and the Fish and Wildlife Service and people out there that it wasn't the farmers that were polluting the Platte River, but all those ducks and geese around it in the winter. And he had mentioned your name off and on several times, but I wasn't aware of the connection you're talking about.
Well, I wasn't either, but we'll give Don credit. He's done a lot of good things, although he is hated by certain legislators there in the Nebraska. What do you call those people? Are they senators?
They're state senators.
Okay, but you don't, you have this, just, what do you call it? You don't have two houses there in
right.
Nebraska. You just have one Senate. You don't have any Congress at all, do you?
It's called the unicameral. It's the, I guess the only one in the country, and probably not a real good idea either, by the way.
Anyway. I have no idea what we're going to do today, because when Don and Jim get together, I said, hey, I told Jeff a while ago, I said, I could go on home. I mean, you guys know what you want to do. I said, have they visited? And Don said, yeah, I've talked to Jim. Jim says, yes, I've talked to Don. What'd you guys talk about?
I guess the point I'd like Jim to make is the Fish and Wildlife Service, when they embark on these endangered species crusades and critical habitat designations and so forth, they know, and everybody else knows that has any lick of sense, that it's not really about saving or protecting a species. It's about gaining control over private property, state water resources, and then expanding their empire and creating jobs and thereby, you know, getting generating money and income for themselves. And he brought up some real good points at the meeting he spoke at with us, and I'd like him just to go over that for a few minutes.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Well, I'd like to tell all your listeners that I'm not saying that federal employees or state employees are any different than you or me, whether you're a farmer, you sell insurance, or you run a gas station. We're all interested in taking good care of our families and doing the right things. Now, that said, when you go to work for the Fish and Wildlife Service or the National Park Service or the Forest Service or the Bureau of Land Management today, and you apply those concerns about doing the best job you can, getting promoted and all that, I'd like you to think very carefully about how, if you're in those agencies, you look to controlling land through easements and partners like the Nature Conservancy and owning more land, having more refuges and parks, because that's what your job is. You're there supposedly to take care of the animals, and the more people tell you you've got authority, and the more authority you think you should have to take care of your thing, whether it's welfare recipients or it's a school teacher, a school administrator, you want more to do better for whatever it is you're charged with. So you want to control land, you want to own land. You want to create jobs, because by creating jobs, you will be able to do more of this wonderful thing you think you're doing, okay? And also, forgetting about that for a second, all of us say, well, if we create more jobs because we own more land or we control more land and we're going to have to go to Congress more, we're going to get more of a budget. We're going to get budget increases, more money in our company, more money at the farm. So we're going to profit from it. We're going to get promotions because more people will work for us. We're going to get bonuses if we're successful in explaining why we need to list this animal and why we need to expand that refuge and why we need to stop these farmers from irrigating over here. We're going to get bonuses if we do that.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Don Adams and Jim Beers. Don, going into the commercial break, you were talking about people with jobs. They want to do the best they can. Then you said farmers, they want to make the most money. If you had a gas station, you want to make the most money. But Jim, these people that we're talking about here, government agencies, you see, the people with the gas station, people pay them out of their own pockets, and they do it because they need a product. With these bureaucracies, they just take things, and it's tax money that they use to do it.
Well, Derry, they actually create the need that gives them the money without really selling anything. Think about that. When they say that the turns in the piping plover in Nebraska along the Platte River and up in the North Platte River up in Colorado are in danger, so they need to take over more water, they need to shut down sand pits, they need to take over more land, they're saying that those birds are so precious and so few that the federal government's got to have more money and people to do that. And ask yourself, at the same time, we've got sharp-shinned hawks and Cooper's hawks and coyotes and foxes all along there killing baby terns and baby plovers and hens sitting on the nest every year. And we see one person making a move to cut down on that predation. Not a word. Not a peep about that, but yet you and I, our congressmen, our governor, our unicameral legislature, our Farm Bureau, all look at the Fish and Wildlife Service federal guy saying, oh, the problem is that we don't control enough land. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough control here. And what they're saying is that if they get more control, they're going to get more people, and they're going to get a bigger budget, more promotions, bonuses. And they sit there and they figure out on the computer, in their own little computer program, what the difference is between getting their next promotion this year as opposed 5 years from now. And they get it down to the penny, and they all think they're going to live to be 100. So they're thinking, oh, boy, this is worth $170,000 to me in my retirement. And that's what the numbers sound like. So they do these things thinking that they're doing the Lord's work because they're saving the wildlife out there. And they're just, they're worse than communist people in a Politburo taking over the citizens of the country of Russia or China. They're just taking over the citizens and the farms and the rural areas of the United States. Again, like those guys, thinking they're doing it for the people and all this stuff, and they're doing it for themselves.
You know, you mentioned, and I think I'm staying on the subject a little bit, but you mentioned that the coyotes and the foxes, and then you mentioned the different hawks that are destroying these supposedly endangered birds. But if you shot one of those hawks, you'd go to the penitentiary.
Oh, that's exactly right. And when I just gave a talk, a month and a half, 2 months ago in Greeley, Colorado, and I drove right along the Platte River going up there from where I was up in Minnesota at the time. And by golly, there was a lot of sharp-shinned hawks and a lot of Cooper's hawks that I saw along that drive. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, those piping plovers and those terns that are here are very, very vulnerable to those sharp-eyed, real fast hawks that'll pick off them and their young and pick off the hens on the nest. And if you really were somebody who said, oh, gosh, I don't think there's enough terns in the world, think about how stupid that is. I mean,
let's take another break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Welcome to the history of your money.
People who use Cardivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cardivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cardivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cardivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cardivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we have returned. Jim, going into the commercial break, we were talking about how, you know, there's all sorts of varmints out there that do much more damage to the endangered species, particularly these little birds that nest along the seashore or the Platte River. But, you know, the hawks have gotten so thick, and I watch hawks because I enjoy flying pigeons. I don't know if you've ever had any dealing with roller pigeons or homing pigeons or flights or any of the birds that are actually performing birds. Are you familiar with them?
Two brothers that I used to hunt with as a kid for ducks had racing pigeons at their home, and I used to go with them on training sessions in the evening sometime and also go sit with them and wait for racers to come back after a race.
Right. It's just the hawks have just about ruined the sport.
And you know what the reason for that is?
What's the reason?
The reason for that is that back in the up until the 50s, the federal government didn't have jurisdiction over most hawks. They hadn't listed certain hawks and owls on the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and they left other birds off, like pelicans and cormorants, because they ate a lot of fish, and the hawks and owls were killing. They knew a lot of other birds and things that people wanted, so they were left under state control. So the state of Illinois, when I was growing up, allowed you to shoot coopers and sharp-shinned hawks. And what that amounted to was a few people occasionally killed one or two or three or four here and there, and the populations were kept fairly low. And where they started to cause trouble, that was where people would kill one once in a while. They could kill them the year round. And that kept their populations low. But in the 60s, when they started to sign these new bird treaties with Japan and Russia, and all they talked about at the time was, oh, think about the Aleutian Islands, and there's certain kinds of Eurasian teal that may be up there that aren't covered, blah, blah, all this nonsense. The environmentalists knew what they were doing because they put the cormorants, the pelicans, they put all the hawks and owls all on the Migratory Bird Treaty Act with the newly signed ones.
Well,
with
owls
Russia.
Don't migrate, do they?
What?
Owls don't migrate.
Well, yeah, they do. Snowy owls do, for instance, and that, but that didn't matter. They could list any bird they want and call it a migratory bird. Once they've signed a treaty, that's it. The federal government's got control. And since the federal government's had control, you cannot shoot any hawk at any time, anywhere, for any reason. So all of a sudden, now you've got hawks coming out your ear, just like we're getting mountain lions coming out our ear, and we're starting to get grizzly bears coming out our ear, because they're all just sort of sacred animals that you can't touch, no matter whether they blacken the sky or you just see one every couple of months. That's what the problem is with hawks. And it's something that should have been addressed a long time ago, but the state fish and game agencies at the time never said a word about it. And today they're nothing but, I guess you could call them, subcontractors of the federal government. I wouldn't trust hardly any state guy to do, tell me anything any different than the federal people would tell me, and I don't trust that as far as I could throw it with bowling balls on it.
You know, the hawk situation, like I said, I watch for them because I was an old pigeon fancier, and you know, back then, and you know, Jim, growing up, if you could kill a hawk, you took him up to the road and hung him on the fence so the neighbors know that you killed a hawk.
Yeah.
Because, hey, a chicken was worth a half a day's labor, you know, and boy, you didn't want those hawks killing chickens.
And also, I was told, too, when I was young, and I think it's true, that a lot of that hanging up of a hawk on a fence or hanging up a coyote on a fence actually caused other members of that species to avoid that place, because when they recognized that as a dead bird, they kind of stayed away from it.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me once that that's what you used to do with buzzards?
Yeah, that's what they used to do with buzzards when I was young, that's for sure. That was another bird that was not on the list that was put on the list.
Do you know they're so thick now, the buzzards are? I have buzzards in my barn. We've got these old... We didn't build them. They were on property that we bought. But these old barns with haylofts?
Yep.
Buzzards go in there and nest.
Well, you know, not only are there more of them, and are they more widely distributed, like cormorants and that, when you get that kind of distribution and leaving them alone, just like coyotes here in the east, you start to see new behavior. In the case of vultures, the black vulture, about 10, 15 years ago here in Virginia, began killing young lambs when they were born. They would actually come down into the pasture when they saw the females laying on their side and wait until they were just giving birth, and they would go over and start grabbing at that and pulling the fetus out, and they'd start pecking at the mother's rear end if she'd stay there and didn't run away, and then they'd eat the fetus up. So all this stuff about, oh, they just eat dead stuff and they clean up things, aren't they wonderful? I mean, when you get too many of them, whether it's coyotes dragging kids out of yards in New Jersey, or you got wolves killing and eating people up in Saskatchewan, the wildlife people don't want to talk about this. They go, oh, no, they always do this, and it's your fault if they attacked you. You didn't behave right, and you shouldn't have left your food out, and all this nonsense. Instead of saying, hey, I work for you, we're humans, and those things do not belong here doing that kind of stuff. And we got to keep their numbers down, and we got to have them only in these areas over here, period. People just want to, you know, they just want to think about, you know, they want to swim with whales and killer whales and sharks, whatever number of sharks there are, wherever they want to be, that's okay. And if bathers get eaten, well, that's okay. They're kind of like little African babies that are getting eaten by crocodiles. That's a balanced ecosystem and all that stuff.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wildly popular internet auction site. And mix in Noah's Ark. Roll it all together and what do you get? Breederville.com. Breederville.com is for breeders, pet breeders, livestock breeders, all animal breeders, buyers and sellers, domestic and exotics. It's like eBay on the farm, but better. Breederville.com is more than an online animal auction. It's an internet community that expands the local market for small to medium farm-related businesses. By expanding your local market, you remain local and independent. Breederville.com provides live auctions, web stores, online forums, livestock transportation quotes, plus breeding and showing libraries. Breederville.com business members can promote their business free of charge while earning money for their favorite nonprofit group just by promoting Breederville.com. For more information, visit DerryBrownfield.com and click on Breederville.com.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Can you believe it? Mega is looking for people like you and me. And they can tailor a plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call 800-479-0853. 800-479-0853. That's 800-479-0853.
Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 800-479-0853 for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who once observed that the universe is a big place, perhaps the biggest, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned, visiting with Don Adams, with Nebraskan's first, Jim Beers, the retired Fish and Wildlife Service biologist, who's been in the business, by the way, 30-some years. So Jim's had a gob and a bunch of experience. Jim, you talked about how animals start acting different when you get so many of them. I saw just the other day, and maybe you've seen this too, where a brown bear, I believe it was a black bear, killed a little kid.
That's correct. And as these animals are more and more allowed to come around people without bad consequences, what do you think they do? They're like your neighbor's dog that keeps getting into your garden, and all you ever do is say, shoo, shoo, and take him back home and put him in his yard. It's like this live trapping of all these cats and, you know, mountain lions and bears and all that. Whenever they start getting into people's garages or on their decks or something, oh, we're just going to dart them and take them back to the wilderness and all this nonsense. They should be killed, because the more familiar they get with people, not only are they likely to come up with some harebrained scheme when they get hungry in the winter or whatever, but they walk around the corner and here's your little grandson there, you know, 16 months old or something, walking along, and he's nothing but a little block of meat to him. And those black bears hanging around any of those Forest Service camping areas are a problem. If this is a problem in Utah, Utah should be killing more of those bears in that area. They can increase the hunting take in that county or the surrounding counties, and Utah will have fewer black bears, and that's fine. Just like if we got to have fewer terns and plovers along the Platte River, that's fine too, because people live there. They make their livings there, they raise their families there, and they have activities there. But we are taking the opposite tack. We're almost like a pagan society where the witch doctor told us we got to worship the volcano and we got to give our youngest daughter to the witch doctor to take up and throw in the volcano. Because then, you know, oh, the kid gets killed. That's too bad. He was in the wrong place. They should have covered up their food. Black bears never do this, which is a lie. And, you know, by the way, we want to have wolves in there and grizzly bears in the next few years, too, which they do. That area where that black bear was attacking, that's an area where these wildlife corridors and the Forest Service and the BLM and the Fish and Wildlife Service hope to have wolves and grizzly bears spreading into, just like into Oregon and Washington and over into Nebraska and the Sand Hills and out into North Dakota.
Hey, they're in Missouri.
Well, you know,
I mean,
about
the wolves,
crazy.
but the cougars are.
Yeah, you're getting wolves down from Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Did you see the fellow in Florida that choked the bobcat to death?
Yes, I read about that this morning. Good for him. 62-year-old guy. For a young fellow like that, that's doing pretty good.
Right. This bobcat actually attacked him on his back porch.
He had rabies.
And he grabbed it by the throat, and he choked it until it died.
And you know, Derry, when they wrote the recovery plan 20 years ago for these wolves that they're putting all over the country now, and every one of these state fish and wildlife approved management plan for wolves, there's not one mention in any of them, including Oregon's, which was just published, 100-page document, of the problem with wolves and diseases. And rabies is right up there. If you read Wolves in Russia by Will Graves, you'll see where rabid wolves are a continuing problem for the last 150 years in Russia. They walk into villages in the summer, in the winter, people think it's a dog, they look, and the next thing you know, a kid's hit a bit. A couple old women are hit. One guy cutting wood with a chainsaw was attacked in the back by a rabid wolf. Not a word in there about rabies or distemper or brucellosis or anthrax. Foot and mouth, mad cow disease, chronic wasting disease are all the parasites they carry. I mean, we all understand we got to have shots for our dog, you know, or it's going to be unsafe to have him around the kids. But we'd say, oh, yeah, I think wolves would be a good idea around here. I could hear them howl at night. How stupid is that? But that's what's going on right now, and we're letting these federal and state bureaucrats sell us that stuff. Just like the highway departments and the education departments of the states have been selling themselves out for more and more federal money, the state fish and wildlife agencies are trying to wean themselves off of hunting and fishing money before it runs out, they figure, and get themselves hooked on federal money put out each year by the federal government. So they're nothing but subcontractors for these federal idiots and the federal agencies in Washington that have a totally different agenda for your farmers, for education, for the highways in a place like Nebraska or Missouri than you do.
Hey, we need to go to the telephones. The phone lines have been jammed for a while, so let's move along and take some calls. Sherry from Nebraska. Hi, Sherry. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. How are you this
Good.
Morning? Listen, Derry, I was, first of all, wanting to thank Jim and Don for their good work. And secondly, I was wondering if they could comment on the fact that over 1,600 land trusts have tied up more than 37 million acres of private land in the United States using the number one tool in their toolbox, the conservation easement, and how that's going to impact our tax base, our land use, monitoring, issues like that.
Okay, thanks for the call, Sherry. Who would like to discuss that? Don, do you know much about the land trust?
No, I guess what's important to us is Ted Turner, now in the state of Nebraska in the Sand Hills, owns about 350,000 acres, and the Mormon Church owns about 300,000 acres, and they're not worried about Buffalo Commons and so forth. They're sitting on top of a gold mine, which is the Ogallala Aquifer, and they know eventually they will own that water and will be shipping it to the Front Range of the Rockies, and they'll increase their income, you know, a thousandfold.
Well, Derry, I'd like to make a real quick comment
on
that. We could spend a week talking about the problem with land trusts, and that covers a wide range of groups, private groups and quasi-private groups, and by that I mean people like the Nature Conservancy and even Audubon and these other National Wildlife Federation, all of them, get tax breaks from the government for doing what they do because they're doing the Lord's work, I guess, as far as buying up land for conservation, they call it. But what, in fact, they're doing is using federal money that they get as partners with the federal government in some cases, and in other cases, reinvesting money that they make from reselling land back to the federal government when they get, for instance, if the federal government wants to have a refuge there in the central Platte, Nebraska area, and it's a, you know, the Congress is all worried about Iraq and this and that and the other thing, the Nature Conservancy will go in there and buy up blocks of it so that they can stop any farming or any irrigating, and then they will hold it for a year or two or three, and then suddenly you get a new president, a new Congress, whatever, and they're looking to make everybody think they're all nice boys and girls. So they turn around and they say, well, we'll make a refuge there in central Nebraska, blah, blah, and the Fish and Wildlife Service will drop all the papers for them to make it sound like they got the idea in the Congress. And then they'll pass it, and then the Fish and Wildlife Service will go in and buy that land back at a big profit from the Nature Conservancy that they helped to get it in the first place. And you've got this going on, easements and to purchase and just plain easements all over the country. New Mexico, it's really meant to shut down rural areas, to shut down the logging and the ranching and the farming so that the land is much more amenable and lower priced eventually for the federal government and even these billionaire agencies like the Nature Conservancy, which even though they get hundreds of millions of dollars in tax breaks and all kinds of federal assistance, keep their books closed, and all of their workers for the most part live like they're working for the Taj Mahal restoration outfit. Yeah, that's a big, big business, and you don't see the numbers for it across the country. I was just in Oregon. It's an enormous problem there, and you can't get the facts on how many people have bought, how many easements on how many acres and where they are. And you add that into all of these Indian claims, too, that are going on, particularly in the West and the casino money. And I'll tell you, rural America is under the gun much more than anybody really realizes.
Well, we did get some good news on that. Are you familiar with the Fort Carson, Colorado Pinyon Canyon Monument site?
Yes,
or maneuver
I
site, I'm sorry.
I may be going out there in a couple of months to speak out there to those folks. And I was just out in Colorado and talked to some of them from down there.
Okay, this is just hot off the press. Got it this morning. The U.S. House voted overwhelmingly to block expansion of the Pinyon Canyon maneuver site, with 383 lawmakers saying the Army cannot spend money to even study adding another 450 square miles to the training area.
Well, Derry, let me say this about that. You notice it's the House and not the House and the Senate. It's not signed off on by the President. The House changes, and that sounds good. We all say, oh, good old Representative Claghorn and Senator Beers. Oh, boy, they're all for this back there in Washington because they signed off on this thing. Remember that about 25 years ago, the House of Representatives and the Congress refused to fund the reintroduction of wolves into Yellowstone National Park. Fish and Wildlife Service asked for a couple of million dollars. They refused to fund it. That means Congress did not want money to go to it. They did not give them money for it. Fish and Wildlife Service, that's when they turned around and started stealing money from the state fish and wildlife agencies. And they used the $45 to $60 million they stole in a two-year period to first and foremost get those wolves up in Canada, truck them down to Yellowstone, and set up a big deal about it before anybody even knew what was going on.
Let's take another break. We will go back to the telephones after these messages.
Thank you. is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Imagine a world with no more privacy. With RF.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we have returned. We still have a group of callers wanting on the air, so let's go to Tanya in Nebraska. Hi, Tanya. You're up next.
Good morning, Derry.
Yes.
Good to be back with you.
Yes. What can I do for you?
I've been listening to your show on the internet this morning and haven't been able to catch it all, but it's clear that what Mr. Beers is discussing is, you know, some of the a broad range of issues, and many of which are specific to Nebraska. And as you might remember, my friend Sherry and I had the opportunity to speak at the Stewards of the Range conference last fall, and we are excited to be now in the position to sort of take action, to be in a proactive position. And we're helping stewards to host a meeting in Valentine, Tuesday, June 26th and 27th, to discuss some planning strategies specifically for local county government to be proactive and in a position to do some things to prevent some of these federal programs and to force the federal agencies to stay in their position.
So it's in Valentine, Nebraska, next Tuesday and Wednesday. Where will it be very quickly, Tanya?
It will be held at the fairgrounds, and the folks can go to Stewards' website, which is stewards.us, or they can call their number, which is 1-800-700-5922. For more information or to register, but this is just a great opportunity. Mr. Fred Kelly Grant will be presenting and teaching, and just talking about a range of issues of county coordination plans, comprehensive development plans, how we can enforce those to protect our local economies and our resource uses, and primarily private property rights. And the biggie that we will discuss on Wednesday, the 27th, is conservation easements. They're fairly new to Nebraska, but we have a short amount of time to get up to speed and understand them.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call. Let's go to Paul in Delaware. Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I had a comment, and I would like everyone to listen carefully. You know, you're talking about these endangered species that are getting in the way of individuals. And all I can say is that an individual needs to understand that laws are not holy in laws. They sound good on the surface to follow, but an individual needs to create his own laws and to follow them, and the world would be a better place. Now, regarding... One thing that comes to mind when I'm listening to this issue is the elite have put into places laws regarding protecting these animals. Now, all the dangerous things going on this planet, I ask myself, why are they so concerned with these animals when they're stuffing all kinds of nuclear waste in the mountains of Colorado and you know, very dangerous, really dangerous things that endangers the whole planet and every species on it. But they're all caught up with making sure that the bald eagle, which I think is delicious, is, you know, protected.
Okay. Hey, I hear music. We're going to take a break. Thanks for the call, Paul. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry gets letters, and here are a few that sing high praises for Derry's monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. Hi, Derry. I religiously keep up with your information ever since a coworker gave me a copy of your Common Sense Chronicle a few years ago. Young and aware, thanks for keeping us informed. Brad in Oregon. Here's another. Derry, loved your report on the proposed cattle identification program. I couldn't agree with you more, as just another way for Big Brother to nose into our affairs. Keep up the good work. You're an all right guy, Derry Brownfield. Signed, Stephen B. in Maysville, Missouri. And finally, I just wanted to let you know that your newsletter does make a difference and say thank you for bringing some common sense to a world that at many times seems to be seriously lacking it. Lisa in Illinois. Derry's monthly newsletter is just $24.95 for an annual subscription. Send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. We're in the home stretch here. We'll have to make this quick. Mike in Nebraska. Hi, Mike. You're up next.
How you doing, sir?
All right.
My question, maybe for Don, is in an agricultural state like Nebraska, how can the governor sign off on the Platte River knowing full well in the long stretch it's going to hurt farmers?
Did you hear the question, Don?
Yeah, we got a hum on the line, but... We opposed that cooperative agreement for 10 years. Our new governor here, for some reason, signed off on it. It's going to involve retiring
340,000 plus acres out of irrigated production, and it's going to cost the state's economy roughly $300 to $400 million every year, starting in the year 2021. So it was an awful mistake. He has said that if it doesn't work out, he can pull us out of it, and we're going to hold his feet to the fire because that was one of the worst decisions ever made by any leader of this state.
Can I make a comment on that, Derry?
Yeah, please do.
I'd like to just make a general comment that I hear this about governors and state legislatures all over this country, that they betray their ranchers and farmers and hunters and fishermen and rural people all over the place. And their main reason is that they want to continue to get future federal dollars in the state for all the different things they get it. They don't want trouble from the federal bureaucrats that dole it out. And what do you think governors do when they grow up? All of them got dreams about being a U.S. senator from their state. And if they can do that, they get elected not by having support in the state. They do that by getting national support from those big organizations, the Nature Conservancy, the Humane Society, the Wilderness Society, and all the rest of them that will get their names in the paper and send volunteers in for them and give them a lot of publicity. So that's a real problem to keep in mind.
Yeah, you know, I've said time and time again, I can't believe the governors don't believe in states' rights. You'd think the first person in a state would be that would want to have a state where he had control would be the governor. But they're the very first ones that stick their hand out and want to take a bribe from the feds. It doesn't make any difference whether it's from it's from the Department of Transportation or the
That's
Homeland
right.
Security or whoever, as
it's,
long as somebody...
It's free money for them. They think that gives them support and votes for a big future for them in their careers. That's exactly what it is. It's free money. Instead of having to tell you they're going to have to raise your taxes if you want the road done like that or they want this and that done, they just get the money brought in here and you say, oh, good old Governor Claghorn, he ain't raised our taxes in a year. But you're paying more and more federal taxes because more and more of what you're getting is coming through Washington.
Derry, what happened here is our governor handed over control of the Platte River here in Nebraska to the Fish and Wildlife Service, plain and simple, forever, under what they call adaptive management. Anything now that's done on the Platte, it has to go through the Fish and Wildlife Service office in Denver, Colorado.
Jim, you've been associated with the Fish and Wildlife Service for over 30 years. Do they know any more about the Platte River than somebody that lives along the Platte River?
It's got nothing to do with the Platte River. It's got nothing to do with terns or piping plovers or sturgeon in the first 30 miles of the Platte River or any of that. It's whooping cranes that need a certain pasture in Nebraska instead of a pasture in South Dakota or Kansas. That's all nonsense. This is all about growing their own careers. And it's like that one guy just said from the Delaware. He's talking about elite laws. Well, when they have the meeting up in the Sandhills there around Valentine, keep in mind that when you got Ted Turner and you got the Mormon Church and these other big landowners coming in, that they exercise a lot of control, and they're very adept at doing it. Turner's turned the Montana legislature on its head. Jackson Hole is full of billionaires right now. The Northeast Oregon is full of millionaires moving in there as they close down more and more farming and ranching and grazing and logging and all of that. So you get these big, powerful forces coming in there, setting it up for themselves, almost like the Middle Ages estates. They're clearing the peasants off the land in so many regards. You got to really watch out for that.
And we are watching out for the clock. It tells us that we are out of time. Don Adams, Jim Beers, it's been a pleasure, as it always is. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy
Happy Trails.